Good morning. With me in the studio is conductor, composer, author David Amram. Welcome, David.
Thank you. It's so nice to be on this station that gives people in Denver a chance to hear some of the great music of all time.
Let's talk about your program this weekend. I think to some people, Woody Guthrie, symphonic music, that's a stretch, but not really, right? Tell me about this collaboration with Woody Guthrie.
Well, we have to remember that Woody Guthrie, when he lived in Okemah, Oklahoma, spent most of his youth listening to old recordings of opera and symphony music and spending time with the Indian native people that lived around him and the people who played folk music and appreciated all the beautiful, sincere musics that America had to offer back then, and was just as grounded in the European classics as he was what have become American classics.
And so are you. I mean, I've heard you talk about this project as having roots in European music.
Oh, sure. Well, that's what Tchaikovsky and Bartok and Borodin and Benjamin Britten and George Gershwin and Dvorak with the New World Symphony encouraging us to appreciate the beauties of African American and Native American music as a rich source using the European techniques to compose music that would have its own special gifts to give to the world.
Okay, it's an anniversary year this year, too, for Woody Guthrie. He would have turned 100. You met the man.
Yes, I was lucky to do that in 1956, and I was amazed by his universal approach towards music, towards people, towards art, painting, literature, sports, his adventures as a merchant seaman, traveling around the world. He was an extraordinary person. And, of course, his wife danced in Appalachian Spring by Copland, which is where they met. So when 40 years later, when the Guthrie family, Arlo and his daughter Nora, commissioned me to write a symphony, they said they wanted something that was like the piece that they grew up hearing with Woody and their mom, Marjorie, Appalachian Spring.
Let's listen to a little bit of what you've done. The variations, there are discernible Woody Guthrie melodies in this. Is this land, is your land, the one that comes back and forth in it?
One melody, because this is what Nora wanted, to celebrate that song and make a theme in variations, just as Brahms did a theme in variations on a melody by Haydn. They wanted a piece that was like that, not a pop elevator department store music background style, but an actual serious piece. So I tried in each variation, one using the basis of an Oklahoma stomp dance, one using the kind of music he heard in church, one when he moved to Pampa, Texas as a kind of a barn dance, one about the Dust Bowl, and then one series of six variations when he moved to New York and heard a West Indian band, a klezmer wedding, a Greek, Turkish, Armenian, Middle Eastern bazaar, a Salvation Army, a jazz band, and an Afro-Cuban band. And in each one of those variations, I always had the melody sneaking back in there somewhere in the orchestra. Palestrina also did that a long time ago. And in Bach's Goldberg Variations, he has a hunting and drinking song at the very, very end of it. Not because Bach ran out of ideas any more than Mozart did when he did the Rondo alla Turca, but because they lived and loved those musics and wanted to honor and celebrate them in a symphonic context.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with composer, conductor, author David Amram, who's going to be conducting the Colorado Symphony this Saturday night. and just trying to get our arms around Woody Guthrie's music, symphonic setting. It's not just symphony settings of his music. It's following the man around the world, it sounds like.
Well, that's what I ended up doing. At first, when Nora said, "This land is your land," I said, "Uh-oh." I played that with his son Arlo probably 100 times, with Pete Seeger maybe 300 times, with Willie Nelson, every farm aide. Yesterday at East High, when we were rehearsing with Josh White Jr. singing it, and it's so great just as a song that you don't really need a symphony. And I thought, I don't want to do something and write a symphonic piece that would be getting in the way of the beauty of that song. But because of what Nora told me, giving me a map quest of a direction to go in, I wrote a series of themes and variations using that theme, sneaking in there and somehow being the basis of a series of variations of all the places that he traveled over the years when he wrote those wonderful 7 verses. And in the second half of the program, we're going to do one of his favorite American musicians, Duke Ellington's music, in an arrangement that I made, and the great Hugh Reagan, Denver's own virtuoso jazz trumpet master, is going to be playing with the orchestra. Then Josh White Jr. is going to sing 3 Woody songs, and I will be his accompanist. Jim and Sally Raitt, Denver's wonderful folkloric artists, are going to join. And for the grand finale, we're going to have a sing-along where the East High Choir joins Josh White Jr., Sally, and Jim Raitt. And hopefully Hugh Reagan can play an obligato and the symphony, all singing the song together. So it'll have a beautiful form of starting out with that melody as a basis of a 31-minute symphonic piece and ending up with the way it's done all the time, and make a perfect circle, hopefully, and also give a chance for your wonderful orchestra, some of the best musicians I've ever worked with in my life, to also have a chance to shine, because members of the orchestra will also be soloists. Brooke, of course, a magnificent flute player, a wonderful bass player and drummer from the orchestra, will be joining Josh and myself, too. So it's going to be a celebration of Woody, of American music, of symphonic music, and of the Colorado Symphony Orchestra, which has survived and flourished at a time when other orchestras are in trouble. They have the vision to bring great classical music to the community.
David Amram, we look forward to your concert. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.